Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nino had a great experience when he listed his Oakmont home with Gina. Her cost-efficient tips made our showroom ready, Nino said. Sold for $350,000. Gina will sit down with you. You agree on a price and a deadline. Deadline passes. Home isn't sold. Gina will have it bought and turned into a rental. You can't lose. Call the only agent I would trust if I needed to sell my home in Pittsburgh. Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty, 724-602-9752. Google Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty and look up GinaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GinaWillSellYourHome.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
For anybody that is new to the show or has joined within
every
the last
Tuesday
year,
from 7 to 9,
or 2 years, or 3 years,
10 years,
or 4 years,
it's my 10-year anniversary.
You have, and it
happy
happened,
anniversary,
and it happened in April, not March,
not March. It did happen in April. I got
so
a
two
lot,
things now.
I got a lot of apologies. I got to throw out for that
things.
One.
One, Patrick Harris has been using the same iPhone headphones for the last 10 years.
The ones you get for free
that
from
came,
your iPhone
that came with the iPhone. 10 years.
Oh, they stopped giving those away a long time ago
because they want
the
you to buy the AirPods.
They
want,
and
more
I
money.
Have AirPods, but I can't use them on this show.
No, and I have actually tried the whole like Bluetooth headphone
so
with
annoying.
Like a Bluetooth receiver thing.
Not
and
in
that,
the radio studio.
No, did not work. That experiment failed very quickly.
Something called latency.
I can't find it.
But
I've got it.
Patrick Harris also a couple weeks back or about a month ago. What we do, what HR does here is they like to send out email every month. Saying, hey, it's this person's birthday this month, what day it is.
Their wedding anniversary?
No. Blood type, last social security number.
Mother's maiden name.
They say, hey, it's April.
It's May. It's March.
In this case, it was, hey, it's March. Here's whose birthday it is, and here's whose Odyssey anniversary it is. How long people have been working there, and on the March, I forget everybody who was on it, but for the Odyssey anniversary, it had Rashad Taylor, it had
Luke Anderson,
and Patrick then hits the reply all.
Company-wide
yeah.
reply all.
Well, I think just Portland Market.
Portland Market.
Yes.
if it were,
send it to the CEO.
If it were Odyssey,
send it to everyone.
There's no wonder I'm not the new boss.
And then it goes, I don't even remember what your full response was, but you're like, hey, I've been here for 10 years also, or hello, I've been here 11 years.
It was definitely like a simple statement that was kind of like, hey, I know
it's very passive aggressive.
Nobody cares about this stupid baseball show that I've been doing for a decade.
I got to find it.
I'm on my second host. I'm on my third producer. Like, I don't know what to tell you guys, but clearly nobody cares about this guy.
Oh, he goes, plus me, LOL, 10 years. And I replied, I'm like, who's Patrick Harris?
Smart. And then there was another reply, right?
I don't know if there was. No, not that I see. But then you tell me like a week or two later, you're like, oh, turns out I
got a solo email, not an all company email.
Someone told
you. Solo.
Patrick,
it was like traffic. It was somebody. Somebody likes
me. My understanding, you're a complete dumbass, and you were hired in the month of April.
I can look at our payroll program and say the first time that you were onboarded as an employee was in April.
So then, sure enough, April birthdays and April work anniversaries, there is Patrick Harris. 10 years.
10 years, baby.
On April 10th.
10 years.
2015. Congrats on the 10 years.
Thank you. It clearly means nothing to anybody at this place.
And congrats on looking like a dumbass to the entire Portland market. excuse me.
You know, if I were, I can't remember who it was. I think it was our friend Jenna. I think it was Ellis who did this. And she sent me an email straight up that was like, hey, Ultra Pro, you know that thing that we fill out our timesheets
with?
Yeah,
yeah, Ulti Pro, yeah.
She was like, that has your start date of like April 12th. So you will be included on next month's.
You effing dumbass.
She sent it to me directly.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, if she would have like all Portland marketed, I wouldn't have blamed her. Yeah. I wouldn't have. I deserved it. I deserved it.
And I think it was our HR overlord that is not in the Portland market. I don't even know where she... We do not have an HR person
no,
in
we
this
don't.
Building.
What was the... Mary. We had Mary for
Mary
a long
was cool.
Time. Mary was awesome.
We had someone else. I think it was Madison. Because I want to say
oh,
that...
Yep. Madison was an intern under Mary, and I think Mary was like starting to retire.
She left,
and Madison
came back.
Yeah, and Madison
like
was kind of taking over for a little bit.
But then Mary left and retired a couple of years ago, and basically ever since that point, we have not had an in-house HR person, and boy, the things that happen here on a
daily basis. Have. It's Swag. Swag's HR.
Can you imagine?
Every job I've ever had, when there's no HR around, I always choose the one person that would be the most disaster HR.
I feel like Swag would be a good HR, because every time I try to joke with him, it seems like
he's
I just get nothing. I just get nothing.
He's like afraid
him.
You have a wire on.
Yeah. I try to make a joke, and he thinks I'm like serious, and I'm like, dude, it was an effing joke, all right? Like, can
he's
I?
He's like, well, you swore, Joe. So.
Can I get, please, robot, give me emotion here, something.
It's over.
Yeah, we think.
Yeah, your tenure might be over here soon enough.
Dude, I hope so, man. I hope so, dude. HR. Working jobs is for suckers.
The last person you need to piss off is HR.
That's true. And Swag now, probably future boss.
And you're calling out her work etiquette that she got her birthdays.
Her information was wrong. I believed it. I firmly believed it.
How dare you? Unbelievable. Jeez.
I firmly, firmly believed it.
We've all stepped in it like that.
Oakley Doakley.
I got my 10-year coming up here soon, too.
Oakley Doakley. Well, we got a show for you tonight. We're right here in the middle of baseball season. I got to watch my Cleveland Tribe play Joe's right. O's today.
Whatever.
That was kind of nice.
Not important.
I don't. I actually was watching the game not thinking about you, Joe. I was just thinking about my team being super selfish, self-absorbed. And making sure that we got that win.
Can someone tell Charlie Morton that he doesn't need to play baseball anymore?
Dude, Charlie Morton is this era's Jamie Moyer. Okay. I was talking about this with some friends. Charlie Morton this era's Jamie Moyer. All right. A dude that's pretty good, had a great career, and in your 40s, you know, people don't see an 88-mile-an-hour fastball coming down the pipe, and they swing and miss. Like, you got to give the guy credit. You got to give him credit.
There's a really good chance that he raises ERA to above 10 on the season now.
We did get to Charlie Morton today.
Paging Rich Hill. He's still a free agent.
We did get to Charlie Morton.
Oh, very convenient. Just saw this tweet. First time in his 18-year career that he's given up 4-plus earned runs in 6 consecutive starts. 4 of those being with my team. That's fantastic.
He's 42.
Yeah. Thanks, dude.
We got a lot to get to. We'll have Fair or Foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, as we always do. Plus, there's just a ton to get into. It's Jackie Robinson Day. I would like to talk about a deleted tweet that I normally don't do, but this one is kind of exciting to me. How good is the NL West, and Juan Soto is sad that he is not a Yankee.
And he's wearing a hoodie under his jersey all of
a
sudden.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll get to all that. But when we first come back, it's the best day in baseball. It's one of the coolest things to ever happen. It's Jackie Robinson Day. This is the Hot Corner, Portland sports leader, 1080 The Fan. There's already on YouTube making fun of me for being a Cleveland Guardians fan. I would like the record books to note that I'm a Cleveland Indians fan.
Then who are you rooting for right now?
You know what, Jordan? I want to talk from a guy with no offense.
I was...
today, that wasn't the problem.
Oh, yeah, one. Blind squirrel gets a nut. I don't know.
I was going through
I haven't had a nut in years.
Don't I was going through that. Some old Spiders rosters the other day.
Dude, Spiders, the worst teams of all time.
Mostly because of their names, and I was trying to inform fellow salesman Dave Kinsella about the guy whose nickname was a racial slur.
Yeah, that because, we can't say on the air.
Yeah, because his skin was so dark. And come to find out, that was just a common nickname back then, and he was not the only one. That was the news to me. I told him, I was like, oh, yeah, there was a guy that his nickname was essentially the N-word.
Yeah, yeah, he like, and, really? And he wasn't wow. offended because there was 35 other dudes.
Yeah, and then I looked that. Up, and I did a little internet search there, and I'm like, oh, they really liked using that nickname back mm-hmm. in the late 1800s. Okay.
Yeah, and I love that you bring that up, Joe, because today is one of the most important days in the history of baseball. Today's Jackie Robinson Day, and I don't mean that. I mean that as awareness, Joe. I don't mean that as you're a bad guy.
Why you got to do that to me?
Because I mean that in a real way, is that that's how baseball...
Set yourself up for it, brother.
That's Jesus. How baseball viewed these people back then. And yeah. And it wasn't until 1947... which coincidentally, I know the year that Jackie came into the league because the next year was the last time Cleveland won a World Series. So I'm fully aware of the year that Jackie came in. But that's what makes today so great, is that it's a day of celebrating all the diversity and the giant obstacles that baseball has overcome to get to the game that we are today. I mean, let's not beat around the bush here, all right? There's a lot of guys in Major League Baseball. It's still predominantly white, and a lot of those guys, without getting into super politics, tend to side with our current president, who is not as open to the minorities playing baseball as people in the past have. So you kind of have that. But the best part is that the Latin American vibe, the Hispanic vibe, the islands is so fruitful right now. And you can argue one thing I always like, Joe, you know, I love to be a baseball historian. You know, I love to pretend to act like I was there and know everything else. Was I there when Charlie Morton pitched against Jackie Robinson? No, I was not. But what he did and opened it up for everybody gave us things that we could never have seen. We would never get a Roberto Clemente. We would never have a Francisco Lindor, a Ronald Acuna. We would never have guys, you know, a Tony Perez. If, you know, my mom loved Tony Perez. Like, you would never have guys like that without it. And today's a great day. My only issue with everybody wearing 42 is that if I'm watching on TV and I'm a little far away, I have no idea who's at the plate or who's pitching.
Number 42.
That's my only issue.
Number 42 gets a hit, and it's fielded by number 42, throws it over to number 42, and that's out.
And that's it.
Great pitching performance by number 42. I like how in the graphics, I'm watching the Mets game right now, it even says Francisco Lindor, shortstop, number 42.
Oh, yeah, no, go to their website, like MLB.com/Mariners.
Is everybody number 42?
Everybody is 42.
They've been doing that for years.
Apparently, yeah. I saw today on Reddit, there is like a bot on Twitter that will tell you...
Just one?
That will tell you about Major League Baseball players and their anything that changes from them. If you change a number, if you are changing a position, if you're DHing, etc. And it was like 750 notifications all in a row about so-and-so changing their number to 42 because it's a bot.
It's like
so they don't realize that everybody is doing this today.
I mean, but technically it's official.
But technically they are changing their number. Francisco Lindor changes his number to 42. Jose Ramirez changes number to 42.
You remember how
Gunnar
this started,
Henderson
right?
changes number to 42.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Did you ask me how I know how this started?
If you remember?
Of course I do. Because Jackie Robinson. No, I'm joking. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, it started with one player. So I think it's pretty cool.
It started with one player, and it's somebody near and dear. I'm glad you mentioned it, Jordan, because I was going to bring it up. It started with somebody that's, I think because of our age range, is very near and dear to our hearts, especially growing up in this area. And it just honestly, if you're a baseball fan in general, the best part is he also has the official picture of the Masters champion. And that is Ken Griffey Jr. I love that. I love that the kid was very proactive about Jackie Robinson and very proactive about how baseball should celebrate him. And then in 2009, every time on this day, we put everybody's jersey as number 42. Just another reason why the kid is arguably a top five, at the very least, a top 10 player in Major League Baseball history.
Have you by chance seen the Shane Gillis stand-up bit about Jackie Robinson?
I was going to say, if you're about to slam the kid right now, I'm not here for it.
What's great is he has a bit about Jackie Robinson and how he was so good that he basically knocked the voice out of white people from back in the day, where old radio announcers were like, man, here comes a colored boy from Brooklyn up to the plate. Young Jackie Robinson. Let's see what he's got. And here's the pitch. Oh, F. Oh, that ball's gone. Oh.
Watching my racism die.
Oh, no.
What do I do right now? I don't know what to do right
it's,
now.
It's a great bit. It is. But, yeah, dude, this is one of the more fun, days on the calendar where, again, everybody wearing 42. It's a tradition that's been going on for longer than I've been alive, it seems like. It really doesn't need a whole lot of explanation how cool this is. And especially during this time right now, what happened with, you know, him being completely scrubbed from the Pentagon website because of his military background,
which is unreal,
and also with the Dodgers recently going visiting the White House. And I mean, like, all these, the timing of this is kind of like, hell yeah, but also what the hell? It kind of feels weird this time around because baseball knows that this is what they do, but it also seems like nobody has really championed to DC about, hey, do you realize that this guy's kind of a big deal and why we do this?
Yeah, I think that's what's most important is, and you know, again, here's the historian coming in, the lover of baseball, the sometimes guy that absolves baseball for all their crimes. Is baseball one of the best things about them that has gone on since, the 40s and the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and continuing on? Is baseball's been a little bit ahead of pop culture. Baseball integrated before schools integrated. Baseball gave an opportunity to those that did not get any before modern society did. And while I agree with you, Joe, that this White House stuff and this, websites and things like that, trying to scrub things, at the end of the day, we still sit here and get to decide. I watched this clip, Archie Bunker talking to somebody on TV. He's a TV character for all you kids out there, talking about Jackie Robinson. And the quote is so fascinating. I don't want to play it. I thought about playing it, but I looked at it and it comes across so insensitive.
Well, like 89% of the things he said on that show,
but that was,
come across terribly.
But
nowadays.
That was the point of his character.
Yeah,
was
to be an idiot.
Was to show
to
you how ignorant
like
this
yeah.
kind of stuff is. And I watched it again this morning, and what he's telling you is basically this guy can play baseball just as good as somebody else.
Yeah.
And you got to let him in for that. And if you don't let Jackie in, you don't get Roberto Clemente. You don't get Reggie Jackson. You don't get Pedro Martinez. And you don't get Ronald Acuña Jr. And all these people come from different places and different backgrounds. And And yeah, there's you know, the dirty secret in the MLB is that most of these white players are probably Trump guys, which ties you to some weird stuff, and I don't want to get into that. But the idea that we can still sit here on, you know, on April 15th and celebrate Jackie Robinson and see guys like Frankie Lindor have custom cleats and see Ken Griffey Jr. getting another ounce of love for how important he was to the game. It's something important. This isn't a great segment. You know, there's not much we can sit here and really rally about or argue about or anything like that. But it's one of my favorite days in baseball. And I kind of wish it was opening day. But the fact that we wait a little bit is good enough.
It's his birthday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's better.
Or it's his debut.
There's something you can't, I don't think you can take away from the splendor of opening day or take away from the splendor of this particular event. I think you kind of got to separate them. They're just two very large events and kind of different. So, no, I feel like you're kind of poo-pooing on both if you put them together. But I do, man, this day, since Ken Griffey Jr., I believe he was like the first year that he did it, he was the only player in all of Major League Baseball to wear 42 on his back, obviously, other than I think Mariano Rivera and anybody else that had been grandfathered in at the time before the number had been retired. Then it was the entire Mariners roster the next year, and then the next year it was all of MLB. So within 2 years, everybody was doing it. Now it's obviously one of the greatest traditions of Major League Baseball. Every time we get to this point of the year, I do think about guys. You mentioned the unbelievable plethora of Latin American talent that has now come through Major League Baseball. Every single organization has like an academy. They've got some kind of like thing in, you know, either Venezuela or DR or Puerto Rico.
It's not just Black Americans. It's about any player of color.
No, you're right. Yeah. But I think, and it's a good time to focus on what MLB could do to reach out to young Black players more, to reach out to young Black kids to say, hey, we want you in this game. And I do think they've missed the boat. They put all those academies and they put feet on the ground in those, you know, Central American countries. And thankfully, we've seen the results. But if they did that more, like, you remember, guys, when we were kids, remember the Boys and Girls Club, you know, remember them reaching out. It was definitely a lot more prominent in inner cities, but they reached out with basketball. And I feel like basketball was kind of the game. Football was also the game that got to those inner cities. MLB really missed that boat, especially in the 90s. Maybe just, you know, I don't know, I'm a kid of the 90s, so I think that. But I really hope that they can still kind of keep that effort going, because it's something that, for me, I think was lacking here in America as compared to the Central American countries that they did. I want to see that more here in the USA.
Couple things just to wrap up. Personally, I just think that missed opportunity for someone not to stand up from the LA Dodgers and be a little bit more vocal about what happened as far as trying to completely erase the content on the Pentagon's website about him. Like, you literally are about to go to the White House. There's a ton of attention on you because you won the World Series, and this is the team that Jackie Robinson played for, and nobody said anything and just shook hands, awkwardly laughed and grinned. And, you know, just, I felt like I wish there would have been someone that would have had, you know, somewhat of a spine out there.
Well, that's a conversation for the news talk radio people.
I know, but I find it extremely disappointing that here they are a week later and they're like, hey, Jackie's our guy. And it's like, someone falls on deaf ears. What's worse, though, what they did on the Pentagon website or what is it? DraftKings giving you a 42% profit boost on a four-leg MLB parlay today.
That sounds really rough.
God, you can't.
Met in good terms.
Or
but
FanDuel having a 42 home run bet today. Will there be more than 42 home runs hit today?
That almost, that sounds like a 9/11 sale.
Shout out Pete Rose.
God.
Oh, cool. All right. Today is the day that Jackie Robinson debuted in 1947.
There you go.
And we thank you for that. Like I always say,
it knocked the old-timey voice out of all white broadcasters around the world.
Like I said, I could sit here and argue that Roberto Clemente is the greatest baseball player of all time, and that wouldn't have happened had Jackie Robinson not played. All right, when we come back, let's get into some baseball. We're going to take this into a completely different direction. John Heyman, our good buddy John Heyman, tweeted out something and then deleted that tweet. And I'd like to bring that up, at least for a hot moment. Normally, we don't like to do this, but I think today I'd like to do it. This is the Hot Corner. But first, we'll throw it to Jordan with sports.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, boy, have you guys looked around the NL West? S is crazy. Is it time to panic on Shohei and the Dodgers? So we'll get to that at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, plus fair or foul at the bottom of that hour. But I don't know. Did you guys, Jordan, I feel like you saw it. But Joe, I don't know if you saw it. Did you see the tweet John Heyman put out and then canceled?
I did. And so when you texted me today, we were talking about what's on the show, and you said
you were a little surprised. I wanted to bring it up, huh?
Well, you had mentioned it, and I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? And then I went and found said picture. I'm like, oh yeah, I saw this picture last week. So I didn't know that this is what you and other people thought it was, though, what this random list that John Heyman tweeted out was.
Yeah, we haven't had one of these in a while, these big lists.
Yeah, this list came out, and there are 103 players on this list.
And we're going to say every name.
And talk about each player. Like, buckle up.
Let's rank them through 103 now.
We're going over on this segment.
Going through to dirt and spring.
But there's no
morning.
Boss, so nobody cares. I saw this list, and I was kind of like, okay, all right, it looks like a list of dudes. Okay, I see some common denominators here, but I also see some non-common denominators. And then I hear John Heyman deleted it. Now, this list is, come to find out, coincides with the list that Bleacher Report obtained in 2018. And it is the exact same list with the exact same people at the exact same number, 1 through 103. The rumor on the street is this list is the Mitchell Report.
Of all the players that were on the Mitchell Report.
If you're not familiar, in 2003, Major League Baseball went to the Major League Baseball Players Association and said, we would like to conduct a drug test to see how rampant steroids are in this game. You will be anonymous. Your name will not be leaked. But we would like to test to see. The rumor on the street is that this is the list of people who tested positive. I can't remember. I've done the numbers and over the last few days, and I can't remember if there are 6 or 8, but there is either 6 or 8 current Hall of Fame elected players, mm-hmm. along with those that are not elected for suspected steroid use.
Can I lend a little bit more credence to the theory that this could be a list from 2003? If you look at the organization of all these names,
it's it.
Well, it's all of the names that were prominent in this time. But
it starts with the B's in Boston. It's alphabetical order.
Exactly.
Of some extent.
Well, and that's Trot what I Nixon. Thought the list. I was going to say, that's what I thought the list was at first.
The best
was,
players of 2003?
No.
Well, yeah, that's what it is.
A list of just a list of Red Sox players. Like, I was like,
right,
okay.
You first start, and you're yeah, like, oh, like, okay, Nomar,
yeah,
it,
Trot
yeah.
Nixon, David Ortiz. Man, I was like, all right, so this is just a list of Boston Red Sox players? What the hell? No, and then
but once
as
you start
I went,
to look through it, you can tell it's team by team.
Yeah. Exactly. It's team by team, and it's obvious if you're a diehard baseball fan like all three of us are, that these guys all played on these teams. Like, for instance, Mariners example, Brett Boone, Mike Cameron, Randy Winn, Ryan Franklin, Freddie Garcia, and Rafael Soriano, Scott Spezio. All appear
was
on that
Spezio
list.
On the
Spezio
Angels
might have been
the
on the
time?
Angels still, and the Angels are right below the Mariners.
No,
here.
He's not because it's alphabetical order.
Okay, so there we go. So he is technically a Mariner
it's
at this point.
Because when you get to Texas, it's Alex Rodriguez, Juan Gonzalez, Rafael
Palmeiro. Yeah.
That's alphabetical order.
And then you see like the Phillies starting with Bobby Abreu up on the other, Levon Hernandez going down to the Marlins. Like, no, this is obviously a list of players that were on teams together in 03, organized that way. So yeah, it's at least allegedly looking like this really could be the list of the Mitchell Report players from 2003.
My the Orioles players there on it, Brian Roberts, I won't believe it. I won't believe it. My
never.
Guy Brian
nobody
would never.
Could ever believe that.
Jay Gibbons
suspended. I think Jay Gibbons was actually already known to have done something.
I was going to say, the Jay Gibbons, I'd believe that. Melvin Mora, probably believe that one, too.
He was a really good hitter.
But I think that's what's interesting, and we'll get into some of the guys, but, you know, I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask the question anyway. Does this have any clout? Does this have any influence on the future of what we think about that era? You know, Joe, you've done this show with me for so long when you were a producer and now you're with me, you know, when Voldemort was here, like we steered away from steroid talk. We steered away from Pete Rose talk. We always wanted to talk about what's going on the field, but every once in a while there's big things that happen. And I don't know if this is me reading too much, but when I looked at this list, there's a lot of guys on here that are like a duh. And then there's a lot of guys on this list that's like, ooh, uh-oh, I did not know that.
Aaron Boone,
does
maybe?
This does this change perception?
Two current managers,
does
at
this,
least,
does
Aaron
this
Boone and
do
Dave Roberts.
Anything to the view of the game? The view of that era versus now, as we see a lot of these guys participating in baseball?
Well, it's also one of those that is this... And you had mentioned that this is the same list that Bleacher Report also reported on in 2018 or something,
yeah.
and or a lot of the same names that they reported on, something like that.
Was a picture of the list out in 2018? Like, are
no.
we seeing this for the second time?
I think we are seeing it for the second time.
Okay.
I saw a link on my Reddit feed to a Bleacher Report. It was a link to a Bleacher Report article in 2018, and it was the same list
okay.
that they had acquired and thought was the Mitchell Report. Because when the Mitchell Report was done, baseball told players they had anonymity. And
that's a tough one.
But
don't
eventually, as things go, things start to kind of leak out.
And you see, it's funny.
Everybody's on this list of people that have been blackballed.
Exactly.
Everybody's on that list.
It's funny that you say, like, oh, these slam dunks on here, like, we've seen, like, Ryan Franklin suspended for steroid use, Barry Bonds suspected of steroid use. You go down almost Andy Pettit suspended for HGH use. Like, there are a lot of guys that line up with this.
And then there's dudes, Richie Sexson, Barry Bonds.
Duh.
You're like Sean Green, Eric Gagne.
And then
you're
there's
like, duh.
There's also the guys that like say Brett Boone pops up big for me, not only because he's one of my favorite players, but if you remember in one of Jose Canseco's books, I think it was the first one, Juiced, he accused Brett Boone. I think out of the 20 players or so that he named, maybe more in that book, Brett Boone was one of them. And the story was like Boone hit a double in spring training, and Jose was like kind of like, whoa, dude, I'm impressed. Like, what are you taking? And Boone, the alleged quote was like, shh,
don't tell nobody. And he always publicly denied it, and he never tested positive for steroids. But guys that have even been accused or even whispers about are on this list, too.
I think for me, what's more fascinating is there's a lot of people on this list that I didn't expect to be on this list. I think it starts at the top. Nomar Garciaparra. Didn't expect that. Pedro Martinez, just looking at that one team, didn't expect that.
Was this all roids or was it HGH too?
It's probably, I don't know.
Because like Pettit.
I'd have to go back and look through the Mitchell report.
I thought Pettit was only dinged for HGH. And I know a guy like Nomar, man, he battled a lot of injuries and was able to kind of have a little bit of a second career in Los Angeles with the Dodgers. Maybe that was because of HGH, allegedly. I don't know.
I think the like some of the most damning thing on this is when you get to Texas. Alex, Juan, Rafael, like that, we all know that. But then you get to people like the Cubs. Zambrano, yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah.
Mark Pryor, Kerry Wood.
They both had massive injury issues though. So
right.
Once again,
why I thought we absolved them from this. Martinez, I thought we absolved him from this. You know the name that I don't see on this list, which is the most exciting, Jordan? Is two names. Jim Thome.
And Ken Griffey Jr.
And Ken Griffey Jr.
They are clean,
not on
baby.
This list.
Nope, not even like
just some big boys that like to hit dingers.
And yes, David Ortiz is on this list.
Of course he is, yes. But we already knew that. There was already leaks that he was on the Mitchell
People
report.
Have denied that, though. Oh, he's clean. Like, come on.
Fernando Tatis Sr., Gary Sheffield, Pudge Rodriguez. That's a Hall of Famer. Robbie Alomar is a Hall of Famer.
Wonder where Tatis Jr. learned it.
Todd Helton, that's a Hall of Famer. There are guys on this list that snuck through stuff. And I'm just curious if this has any kind of ripple effect. Obviously, you know, I watch MLB Network every day. I listen to MLB Network on Sirius, you know, while I'm switching from 1080 The Fan. You like, I listen to people talk and nobody has mentioned this, which is why John Heyman probably deleted the tweet. Somebody said, hey, man, don't do that.
I'm really.
Like they're asking, what are you gonna solve from this?
I'm really trying to pour through this list though and see if there's any, because I found an article from 2009 that says like here are the players named in the Mitchell report, and there's like a list of like 70 something names, so it's not the full list. But I'm just trying to see if I can find one
the correlation
that's not on there to see. But so far,
yeah. It matches.
I'd like to throw a shout out that my Cleveland Indians are Sandy Alomar, which hurts. That hurts. I love Sandy.
Yeah, I noticed like.
And the other is Bartolo Colon. Ooh, I'm shocked,
I'm
shocked.
Actually, Adrian Beltre, never really been suspected of anything or talked about in these conversations. He's on this list.
Yep.
It's kind of crazy to see that. A lot of pitchers.
I've always said it, Jordan, to be honest. I've always said it. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
From L.A. to Seattle to Texas.
Boston to Texas.
Doesn't make sense.
Because he had that surge of a year in Boston.
It just doesn't make sense.
I hear you.
I think I might have found one. I think I might have
Give
found
it to me.
One.
Let me see it.
God, there's a lot of names that match up, though. God,
Johnny Damon's on the list. That's a shocking one,
I mean,
too.
The Johnny, the Trot, the Nomar, just in Boston alone.
Jack Cust.
Nomar.
Is not on this list.
Nomar, Johnny Damon, Trot Nixon, and Pedro Martinez are surprising to me.
Jack Cust wasn't in the majors in 2003. That doesn't even make sense. Jack Cust is after.
Joe is deep dive, as Cowherd likes to say. Big J journalism going on here to the left.
I am zoomed in.
Oh, no,
enhanced.
I'm wrong. Jack Cust was starting in 01. He was a rookie, so I'm incorrect there.
There you go. Jack Cust was named in the Mitchell report, but on this list that John Heyman tweeted out, there is no Jack Cust. Therefore, debunked.
Debunked. I'm curious to see if this has any legs, but it clearly doesn't. Like, it's being shoved down, shoved away, pushed away. But, you know, there's Jason Giambi. The Yankees are Jerry Hairston, Jason Giambi, Alfonso Soriano, Raul Mondesi. That's the Yankees.
Isn't it safe to assume that
any
basically
of those shock Aaron Boone, Andy Pettit?
I feel that it's very safe to say
Contreras, Clemens.
You could show me this list, And
oh, are these the best players in baseball?
Well, not only that, but I could just be like, what if I told you that everyone on this list was on steroids? I'd be like, yeah.
Duh.
I'd be like, everybody in the early 2000s was probably on steroids.
I think there's just some interesting stuff that make you think like, whoa, didn't expect that.
I mean, honestly, the seeing like Brian Roberts on there, which I don't know if in this article that I'm looking at as well. Well, yeah, he was one of the names on the Mitchell Report.
Was Eric Chavez?
Shows how much I know.
Yep. On the Mitchell Report?
Yep. Eric Chavez, Miguel Tejada, Eric Burns.
I knew about Miguel Tejada, and I knew about Eric Burns. And by the way, Savannah Banana's manager. So it's not just MLB managers that are on this list. Savannah Banana manager, yep. Eric Burns as well.
All right. We'll see how this plays out. It's probably nothing. This will just be a little blip on the hot corner radar, as nobody else is really talking about this tweet that John Heyman put out and then deleted. But that's your Mitchell Report. And again, I'd have to go back and do the numbers. I'll do it in the break. But there's 6 to 8 current Hall of Famers on that list and a bunch of guys that probably should be in the Hall of Fame. If the
Jackie Robinson's on this list?
Stop it, Joe. Jesus, just stop it. When we come back, a little World Baseball Classic update for you. We'll do just a little one. Then we'll get to the second hour. Hot Corner, Today the Fan. 6 players on this list that are current Hall of Famers. It's Pedro Martinez, Todd Helton, Adrian Beltre, Robbie Alomar, Pudge Rodriguez. I know we're all shocked about Pudge. It's like on this list, he wasn't on Texas, so he didn't get lumped in with the Texas boys.
Correct.
A lot of really good players on this list.
I mean, this list, I mean, if I had a fantasy draft off this list, I would do really well. There's a lot of non-shockers, which is fun. Milton Bradley.
I want the list of steroid users who are still trash. Like, yeah. dudes who were bad and then did steroids and continued to be bad.
Let's see. Matt Clement, Valerio De Los Santos, Jason Schmidt, Jason Christensen, Matt Hergis. I don't even know who that dude is.
There's a World Series MVP on here and Troy Glaus. Everybody knew that guy was roided out of his mind.
His arms looked kind of like strong, but still flabby.
And Joe, who'd you have whose neck is bigger than their head?
Oh, yeah. I showed you a picture of Jay Gibbons.
His
neck is literally wider than his head.
Yeah. Caminiti says, hold my beer.
Steroids were worth it. Yes, I'm Jay Gibbons.
But we'll get out of the first hour on this. I just want to touch a little bit on it as we lead up to it. Like, I am unbelievably excited. I actually think I've been a big proponent of steamrolling this and continuing to gain momentum and be something as big as the World Cup. And I think people like Shohei Ohtani and Yoshi are going to be help for that. And
that's never going to happen.
The islands and stuff like that are going to be help from that. Today it came out that Aaron Judge will be the captain of USA for the World Baseball Classic. They asked Mike Trout about it. He said he should be, which means he's going. Fernando Tatis talked about how he will have the massive honor to be a steroid user playing for his home country. And I'm starting to believe, guys, that is Mike Trout, Aaron Judge, and Bryce Harper going to be on Team USA? I think the answer is yes.
Hell yeah, brother.
I think this tournament is slowly building to be what they want it to be.
Yeah, but not as big as the World
Cup. Well, no, it won't be as big as the World Cup because not everybody in the world plays baseball. But, like, if you can truly get the best Japanese, the best Americans, the best Puerto Ricans, the best Dominicans to be on a team, because
they already do that. It's called Major League Baseball.
We sit here and argue that America loses. We've never won one, but we're never at full strength. Like, can America get to the point where they're at full strength? Because the Japanese are, the Dominican are. When you look at the outfield of the Dominican, like, good God, I don't want to play those guys.
I just love your passion, and I feel like you're getting paid by some sort of lobbyist
for the World Baseball Classic.
Yes, exactly.
God, I want it so bad.
Like, you just love this thing, man.
I want it so bad.
It's cool. I do not care about it nearly as much as you do, but you have definitely swayed me over the last decade to start caring more. And I think that the players, countries, when the event comes around, media, they're starting to care a bit more. And the best thing that happened was to have Shohei go up against Mike Trout in that final at bat. Like when that happened a couple of years ago, everybody
was amazing.
Like, everybody was like, wait, this can happen.
This can happen. They were on the same team.
We're allowed to do this. Like, yeah, and then
that dugout was after.
I think that you, whenever you get international play in a sport, it ramps things up, and you just don't really see it very often outside of soccer and the Olympics.
Yeah,
and like bat, like major sports, you don't see. I mean, for God's sakes, what did we? What is it? The Battle of the Four Nations in hockey that we had just
that
a few months ago.
Amazing.
People were absolutely. Dude, thrilled.
We just, were losing our ass.
Everybody loved that. And so getting this in a baseball format, I just would love to see more countries involved. I would like to have it be a bigger pool, more pools involved. I mean, how many teams are there? 24? 20,
something like that. And I think the tournament starts with 16, four groups of four.
I thought like, it was, maybe it's 20.
Maybe it's, I don't remember. But can you imagine right field for the United States, Mike Trout. Center field for the United States, Aaron Judge. Left field.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
Can you imagine that outfield?
Tom Brenneman on the call?
No, Castellanos. Striking out in a big moment.
Four pools, five teams in each pool. So 20 teams, 20 countries participate. Let's bump that bitch up. Let's get it to 32.
Dude, did you see Mexico at the last World Baseball Classic? Randy Arozarena and Adolis Garcia play for them, and they got sombreros and mariachi bands in the stands. Like, Jordan, put your hand on the dumb button real quick because, like, I'm so jazzed about this. These people are absolutely losing their mind for their country. Japan's won it, like, three times because they care.
We need to get a few more countries into this thing. You're telling me that if Israel can get a team together that we can't get, and I know that they've got the Jewish contingency that plays for Israel.
Easy.
You're telling me that that Great Britain has a treasure trove of baseball players?
Mike Ford. Harry Ford.
Harry Ford.
What's the dude? Harry Ford?
Harry Ford.
Let's go, baby.
That's
how we grow the game.
I just feel like there's got to be a few more countries out there with some talent.
Japan, Korea, USA, Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic. I mean, there's five teams right there that can win it.
Nicaragua.
Do you not want to see a competition which five teams can win it? And then somebody swings around and decides to upset you? You know, a Venezuela upsets you. A Costa Rica upsets you. Mexico, Canada. They got Joey Votto.
So
they got Shaden Sharp. I heard Shaden Sharp's playing in the World Baseball Classic.
So they do actually have
playing center field. He could get up there. You know what I mean? Like he can.
They have the WBSC World Rankings. Did you know this is a thing?
I did not, but I assume
World
something
Baseball
exists.
Softball Confederation.
I'm not worried about softball.
And they have a ranking of I guess it is only the top 20 teams. The fact that Czech Republic is ranked 15th in this thing, good
let's
for
go,
them.
Let's go, baby.
Are they in this?
Let's go, baby.
Is the Czech Republic participating in this? In the 2026? It doesn't look like
it. I don't
like
think
it.
So.
Oh, yeah. They're Chechia.
Chechia.
Yes. Let's bump this bitch up. Come on.
All right. We come back. There's a loaded second hour. Let's get into the NL Best / NL West. See how that's going on over there. Plus, we'll have a little fun with audio and some odds and ends. We'll get to plus fair or foul. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. Hot Corner. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. 10 of the Fan. Frank Thomas was not on the listify.
Ooh, another big name not on the list.
You know, it pays to be a big boy.
He was just taking Nugenics, dude.
Yeah.
And she'll like it, too.
Look, running into the guys at the gym.
When I'm 60, I want to plow my wife, too.
And your wife, she'll love it, too.
She'll love it. You can pull
it. No, not from you, from me.
Oh, baby.
Is Frank Thomas, he got one of those, like, hot young woman wifeies? Or is he so somebody of his own age? Like, what's he?
I remember in Frank Thomas.
He had Pacino life.
Yeah, what's he dealing with?
Is he Leonardo DiCaprio?
I remember when Frank Thomas got killed off by Fox News like 2 years ago.
I'm worried that when Leonardo DiCaprio turns 60, my oldest daughter will be of age. And I'm terrified about that because she thinks he is the hot stuff.
Let's see here.
While we're looking, if he has a hot wife, I do have the official WBC full list rankings of teams.
Oh, yeah. Who's that one? It's got to be Japan.
Japan is one. Chinese Taipei is two.
Really?
Venezuela, three. Mexico, four. USA, five. But it looks like it.
Where's the Dominican?
Dominican is 11th. But yeah, there's this whole point system that...
Oh, that's just... Yeah, but wait till the guys actually show up. The only problem with the Dominican is that it's like Sandy Alcantara and then nobody else.
And yes, Frank Thomas has a very hot wife.
I'm sure he
absolutely
does. Absolutely. Do you see Bryce Harper had a gender reveal in his bat for his fourth child?
No.
His bat was blue. I have to believe that Bryce Harper's wife is pretty solid.
I mean... What, because she let him do a gender reveal as like a
no,
an at bat?
No, strictly based on
how many
aesthetics.
Children.
Oh, I'm sure she's hot. I think I've seen her. Yeah, I think she is.
Mike Trout's married to his high school sweetheart, and I bet you she's a dime.
Yeah, Bryce Harper's wife.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's a dime.
What are we talking about? And he's from Vegas, right?
Like Kobe's wife was his high school sweetheart, and she was a dime.
Because they're always dimes. They identify their... meal ticket quickly, okay?
I identified my dime a lot later.
You think Brittany Mahomes hooked up with Pat because she loved him? No, she knew where he was going. Come on.
Hot takes by Jordan Schultz.
Actually, they got together in high school.
That's why I know. I went to high school with a couple, and I know why she was with him. She thought he was going to make Major League Baseball. He only made it to Double A. She didn't pick right.
Jordan, you're sounding very sexist right now. It's making me
And they're now divorced, and their children are terrible.
The team that is dead last in the World Baseball Softball Confederation, the country.
What is Colorado Rockies?
That has a whopping 2 points in the ranking system. For context, Japan, who is number one, has 6,911 points. Mighty Estonia.
Ooh, Estonia. Who plays for Estonia?
God only knows.
Yeah, that's
My buddy wants to retire in Estonia.
Why?
He said it's one of the most beautiful countries he's ever been to. He is a metal music musician, if that makes any sense. and he has done very well for himself in Japan and
Open the pit.
Eastern Europe, and he says Estonia is one of the greatest places he's ever been.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, if they could only be better at baseball.
Yeah, he's going to struggle.
Hey,
he's going to struggle because he loves baseball. I'm in a fantasy league with him.
He's
going to struggle with baseball over there.
They're only a point behind the Solomon Islands, all right?
I don't even know where that is.
I do not either. Yeah. I'm guessing
down
it's an
goes
island.
Anderson! Down goes Anderson!
Maybe several islands.
Solomon Islands, isn't that like off the coast of Europe somewhere? That sounds about right.
Off sure. the coast of Europe?
Like way.
Europe's a giant continent.
No, it's like their
Hawaii.
It's like their Hawaii.
I think. Do you know why Africa doesn't have any medals in the Olympics?
Because
they're a continent, not a country.
Oh yeah, I knew that.
Did I say country?
Well, you said off the coast
you
of Europe.
You said off the coast of Europe.
What is that? That I stand by my point.
Stupid point to stand by.
That
Look
could
at
be
them.
From anywhere
the
from...
The Mediterranean.
Jackass.
That could be north of Finland and Sweden.
I'm the jackass.
No, I'm wrong anyways. The Solomon Islands are next to Papua New
Guinea. And a cascade of booze rained down from the stands.
I'm enthralled by some of these teams at the bottom of the list. What are you doing? Pick it up. Come on.
The home run stroker.
Someone's
Come on,
be the,
Tanzania.
Someone's got to be the Colorado Rockies of the World Baseball Classic, okay?
Come on, Nepal. What do you have to do? Climb mountains?
The problem is when you start to rank countries and how they can perform on the world level, it is semi-correlated to them as a country. I don't see Palestine high on the list in baseball.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Their people
are
getting blown up all the time.
Wouldn't that be
how
awesome?
How can they play baseball?
If they got a bid into the World Baseball Classic, like a drawing, like they were the 20th team, and then we had Israel in Palestine.
I saw that in World Cup qualifying.
And they Palestine wins.
They had to play behind closed doors in an offsite.
I mean, great. You know, I'm pretty disappointed in India being very low on this list. They love their cricket, and how that does not translate to baseball. I do not know.
How is, you know, Mo Salah, the greatest football player in the world, how is he not a kicker in the NFL? Because they don't care.
Well, because they're not going to pay him nearly as much.
He also makes £450,000 a week.
Exactly.
Okay.
He could buy the Suez.
I was going to have some fun with this, but I'd rather switch over to the fun with audio. Maybe we'll talk next week and see how they go on. The Dodgers are in third place in the NL West.
Yeah, it's because they suck. They're the third best team in that division, clearly.
I think more surprising, if we're going to be real quick about this, is the Giants look okay.
Yeah, that
the Giants look okay.
Give it time.
They look okay. I'm not saying they look great, Joe. I'm saying they look okay. Hold up.
I think they're, since we did our show last week, they are 3-2 with a series win over the Yankees. And so far they've split games against the Phillies. And they will play tomorrow at 3:45. So we'll see. Their entire season will be based off of what happens tomorrow against the Phillies.
Do you believe in the Padres being number one? They have. Do you know that the Padres have not had a bottom of the ninth at Petco Park?
Oh, that's pretty damn impressive. That's good.
That's kind of hot.
Good little stat.
Got my sports pants a little tight there.
First in, last out. Nice little gym rat.
They're really good.
Good ball player.
I believe the Padres are good. Whether they're this good and going to continue this through 162 and win the division, we'll see about that.
I think it's kind of fun. All right, when we come back, there's a couple odds and ends, plus we'll have some fun with audio. This is the Hot Corner. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Schultzy on the ones and twos, 1080 The Fan. What do you want to do, Joe? We have the opportunity to sit here and I can talk to you about Juan Soto, or we can have some fun with audio.
Let's go Juan Soto and finish the show with the fun audio.
Oh, really?
Because we got Fair or Foul after this.
Okay, if that's what you think.
What do you want to do?
Oh, I don't care. I'm just here. So
usually
I don't,
you plan this stuff ahead of time.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah, I mean, I find the Juan Soto stuff intriguing, but more so the reaction out of it. I mean, Juan Soto made some comments the other day to a reporter from the New York Post, I believe, about...
Always a good idea.
How
if
he
you
is...
play baseball in New York, you should definitely talk to reporters at the Post. It's like the Guardian in England. Oh, you're having a bad time as a football player? Go talk to the Guardian in London. They'll spin it in a right way for you.
If you don't know what Patrick's saying, it's basically the most tabloid-y normal news source in New York.
So he was asked... About what it's been like getting pitched to this year and how pitchers are approaching him different. And Juan Soto said, and I quote, "It's definitely different. I had the best hitter in baseball hitting behind me last season. I was getting more attacked and more pitches in the strike zone. I was pitched different last year." And as a lot of New Yorkers do, very level-headed response. Very,
oh, totally.
Yes, very like, well, I mean,
that's a smart move for him. Like, let's not rile us all up.
Yeah, I definitely understand where he's coming from. Let's see his side. Let's put our shoes in. No, New York fans, New York media lost their S on this, and I understand if you're from New York and maybe a Mets fan. Or a Yankees fan, how you would feel about this. But the truth kind of does lie in the numbers that his strike zone, like hittable ball rate, whatever percentage number that they use to track that, it's like the lowest in major leagues. But the comment does kind of ring hollow. Like, obviously it sucks not having Aaron Judge behind you.
And nobody wants to hear you because of your contract.
But also, you have a dude hitting behind you right now that is having an amazing start to this season.
I think that's a big thing.
Oh, no, he's not 6'7". He's 6'5" in Crank's home runs. And he's hitting, I think he has one less RBI than Judge does this year. Pete Alonso, the polar bear we're talking about. So it's kind of one of those, like, what yes, they're going to pitch you differently because you are Juan Soto, because they know how good you are. But that very well could change as the season progresses. And if Pete Alonso continues this, because then they're going to be like, we're just doing exactly what happened last year with the Yankees. We're putting a dude on base, and now we have this power hitter that comes up that's just going to hit home run and bring them both in.
I think the most important thing to think about with Juan Soto in New York, for the Mets and not the Yankees, I should say, is the lineup is constructed completely different. Okay. Juan Soto for the Yankees was protected by Aaron Judge. Juan Soto for the Mets, Frankie Lindor protects Juan Soto. It's a different situation. And as Pete Alonso is a better player than Giancarlo Stanton, Pete Alonso was there to kind of clean up, for lack of better terms, whatever Soto does. I feel like, and this is why, you know, mainstream media is so challenging when it comes to when you really start breaking down X's and O's, and you start thinking to yourself, you know, well, Patrick Mahomes had a bad year this year. He's a bum. He's washed. Steph Curry, he's not quite winning the games. It's like, well, teams are constructed differently. And I think as great of a year as Frankie had, the Mets are now placing Soto behind Frankie, hoping that Frankie does for Soto what Soto did for Judge last year. And so your results are going to be different. And Alonso is behind Soto in a way that Stanton was, but I'd rather have Alonso than Stanton. And I think because your organization and your setup is different, you have to expect different results. Soto's not going to be the Yankee he was last year. He has a different role.
It's like players always going to either Yankee Stadium or to play in Fenway Park with the Red Sox. I feel like players' stats always get inflated. We were talking about Adrian Beltre on the list last hour
and
for possibly
Alex Bregman.
The Mitchell Report.
I've been screaming this. Bregman's going to have an insane year in Boston.
Yeah, and I remember Beltre, after he left the Mariners, he went from like 20 homers to 35 instantly, over 100 RBIs.
Dude, in Boston and then Texas.
Exactly.
It's
because
different lineups.
It is, with that green monster and the different construction of the lineup. And the Yankees, traditionally, they pack the home run hitters into their 1-9, and I feel like that alone gives Juan
especially
Soto.
Especially if you're a lefty.
Exactly. That short right field porch, is something they want to take advantage of. And then, hell, in left field, it's a very short fence. I think, I don't know, Patrick, I'm pretty short. I'm 5'8". I think you're maybe an inch shorter than I am.
I'm 5'6". You got two on me.
Ooh, but basically, we can even see over that fence in left field at Yankee Stadium, even our short asses. So it's easier for you to hit home runs there just by the nature of it. I think Juan Soto is now discovering, maybe the protection in the lineup that he had in New York, maybe that stadium, it was worth the $100 million discount that he would have had to take and to sign with them instead of the Mets.
Here's the stat that I saw. Juan Soto has seen a pitch in the heart of the zone with a runner on base just 16% of the time. Among players who have seen at least 100 pitches with the runner on base, Soto's percentage of pitches seen in the heart of the zone ranks as the lowest. So again, pitchers are just approaching him, whether it's different from last year. I mean, I would assume that even last year, pitchers were privy to Juan Soto being, I don't know, a really good baseball player, that they
which he is. Let's not forget. But Soto is great.
I mean, he has two home runs today.
What's that old song? Like, meet the Mets. Welcome Juan Soto to the Mets, God, dude.
Well,
this is your life now.
I think that's kind of, you know, we talk about organizations. I mean, how often have I said to you, Joe, and I can't remember if you've always agreed or fought back a couple times, that I like this lanky Yankee lineup better this year than I did last year, despite losing a $750 million man and maybe one of the best hitters in baseball. It's because it's all situational. It's about, you know, did the Mets go get a player that they really needed for their system, or did they just go get the best player in baseball? Like, it's a little Moneyball-esque. Like, that's why I think the Dodgers are so impressive with what they do, is that it's not just like, man, I got Shohei Ohtani, he's, you know, the greatest player on earth. I got Mookie Betts, who's a two-time MVP and a World Series MVP. And I got Freddie Freeman, who's an MVP. And no, but it's like those guys do specific things that bounce off each other very well. And I'm not saying the Mets made a poor choice in getting Juan Soto or that Juan Soto is going to be bad in the Mets. I don't mean that at all. But I feel like the Mets went and got Juan Soto because he's Juan Soto. And not because he fits their lineup. They re-signed Pete Alonso, not because he fits their lineup, but because he's Pete Alonso. And so for that, you've got to kind of let things play out. At the end of the year, if you're looking at fantasy level, at the end of the year, Juan Soto is going to be the player you drafted. He's going to be exactly what you wanted. He's going to give you high batting average, high on-base percentage. He might steal a few bases and throw some home runs at you. But is that what the Mets need? Because the Yankees, they believe in Aaron Judge. And Soto was the piece to help lift Aaron Judge. But I don't know if... Who's Soto lifting in New York for the Mets? He's got to lift everyone else around him. They've got to be better to make him better. Frankie's got to bat 320. He's got to have an on-base percentage of almost 400. If he can do that... And Pete Alonso can have an on-base percentage around 300 and compete for 45 home runs, that will make Juan Soto great. He's just got a harder task for the Mets than he ever did with the Yankees.
No, I mean, and then really outside of 1-3, like there is just a drop-off on this
big
Mets
time.
Batting line.
Big
Harrison
time.
Bader, woo.
He plays somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, he left after last season. My bad.
Starling Marte, he is batting 167 in the five hole.
And Brandon, right after him is Nimmo. I think Nimmo is the piece. Nimmo's got to hit.
Well, I mean, you gave him a new contract two years ago. Like, you got to be better, dude. Their pitching has been really good this year. Obviously, that's not anything to do with Juan Soto, but yeah, I don't know. I think it's just been and they're 11-6, for God's sake.
They're like, fine.
They're fine. But again, a lot of that is because of how well they have pitched to start this year. And again, the dude hit two home runs today. Like, he's going to be fine.
He's going to be fine.
1-3 is going to be fine. It's just, can they start to get some more pop out of the bats in the 4-9 slots?
I know I was saying this throughout the segment, but I'll say it again. If Joe, if you and I are doing this show in New York media right now, what I'm saying, even living in that hotbed, even living in the melting pot of the good old USA, home of Jackie Robinson, who debuted for the Dodgers on this day in 1947, I would still say, he's just in a different situation, and it's going to take time to get you there. It's easy. You know, Babe Ruth has 715 home runs. Okay, this is something I always say. Again, wannabe historian here. Babe Ruth has 715 home runs. I could sit here and tell you that 400 of those are because Lou Gehrig batted behind him. I think about this with Boston. David Ortiz has the accolades and the love that he has because Manny Ramirez batted behind him. That you as a pitcher have to decide when you get there. If somebody gets on and I know I got to throw to Ortiz and I got to throw to Ramirez, I got to throw to Ruth and I got to throw to Gehrig, there's one of those guys I'm going to go after because one of those guys I'm going to walk. And I feel like the benefit of the doubt has been in that three hole. Ortiz saw pitches because they didn't want to throw to Manny Ramirez. Ruth saw pitches because they didn't want to throw to Lou Gehrig. And that's going to make your stats good when you're a great player. And Soto will get there. I think he's just, it's going to take time.
Yeah. New situation and new lineup, players around you. I mean, he'll adjust because he's that good. And, I mean, again, if today's a, you know, small sample size of what's to come.
It's all it takes.
He'll be fine.
It's all it takes is one day. All right, when we come back, fair or foul, everybody's favorite. But first, we'll throw it to Schulze with sports.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler. And it goes foul.
And what what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite, Fair or Foul. We do it at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour every single Tuesday. And without further ado, we'll turn it over to our fantastic producer, Jordan Schultz Jr. the third.
Appreciate you guys. God, that'd be crazy if I were actually a junior.
So wild.
I know. It's fun.
Craziness.
And then you moved it on to the third.
Insane.
And then
getting higgy with it.
Your kid's going to make it the fourth. You've already told him, right? Like, this is the deal.
I used to live by a guy.
Joe, I am the third, and he's the fourth.
Oh, sorry. So it's going to be the fifth. My bad.
I used to live by a guy named David Davis Jr.
Jesus.
And then he died, and I met his son named David Davis the third.
Why?
It's like, all right.
Remember the old Oregon Ducks center, Chris Christopherson? Like, why did your parents name you Chris?
I mean, one of the greatest songwriters of all time, Chris Christopherson.
There is a...
Currently Jordan.
There is a basketball player. He played for Pitt, and he transferred to...
Panthers, what
he,
up?
He transferred to Texas Tech this year, and his name is Federico Federico.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing.
It's couscous. So nice, they named him twice.
Yeah. We love it. We're so unique. Yeah.
Federico Federico.
Good job,
I think
parents.
He's from Sweden or something like that.
Not surprised. Although I'd be less surprised if they were American, because Americans do a lot of stupid
Finland.
Stuff.
Finland, excuse me.
Ah, Finns. The Finland. Okay, guys, let's start off with a fun one. This story actually coming out earlier today. Jason Greeley, former Major League Baseball player, I don't know if you remember him, pitched in the bigs for about 15 seasons. He was going viral today for attending the Pittsburgh Pirates game where Paul Skeens was pitching. And he was able to do so because of a really, really cool thing called an MLB Lifetime Pass. He's got this MLB gold card, essentially. Every player in the majors that makes it to, I believe, it's 8 years of service.
It's like a service time?
Yeah, of service time. I've seen some sources that say it's 10, but I know once you hit 10, you have like a full pension. And I think at 8 years is when you get this MLB Lifetime card. It is literally a gold-plated card that has your name on it. And it says Jason Greeley plus one guest. And what that gives him is at any Major League Baseball game at any time during the season, he just has to show up. So he could go to T-Mobile Park tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
Show up, and they have to give him the best tickets in the stadium and allow him to go right in.
Does it work posthumously? Like, could I have Jackie Robinson's?
I don't believe so. I don't believe it is transferable, like, to your kid or anything like that. But really cool benefit, guys. I've always thought that baseball kind of had some of the cooler perks for players that you could get. So, fair or foul, this MLB Lifetime Pass is the coolest perk in all of professional sports. For the players, of course. Fair or foul?
You know, the fact that there are other sports that do giant things to your body that are not very cool and you don't get guaranteed contracts, I'm going to go with the yeah. The fact that I can be Earl Campbell and not allowed to walk, but I don't get much, then yeah. The idea, and I think that's, you know, as we sit here on Jackie Robinson Day, I think that's kind of the concept of baseball, is that at the end of the day, you play so many games. And you're out there every day. And if you're a pitcher, you're in the dugout for four, put on the mound for a fifth. Like, that's what you do. You go to the ballpark every day. So the fact that you're now retired and you have reached some milestone that allows you to gain the opportunity to go whenever you want, I don't see how NFL couldn't do that, because you're talking about baseball stadiums with 30 to 40,000 people in there. NFL stadiums, college football stadiums, like, can Eddie George just walk to the horseshoe and get a ticket whenever he wants? No, he's got to call the AD and talk to the ticket people, blah, 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 blah. But can you just show up and they just scan your card and give you whatever best
they
seat
literally,
got?
You just show up to the ticket window. You're like, hey, this is me. I'm sure they take 5 minutes to confirm it. Or they don't, and they just give it right to you.
Put it on the board!
Yes.
I want to say fair, just because it's like, I don't know what other athlete perks we have to compare to. Like,
but I
NBA.
Can't imagine any of them are good at that.
Well, again, like the NFL doesn't care about their players after they retire.
Well,
so
they don't care about their players while they're playing.
While they're playing. Yeah, it's a good point. Just because it is timely, I'm going to say foul in that once you become a Masters winner and all the perks that come with that.
That's pretty true.
And just being able to be included in one of the most prestigious sports clubs of all time.
Like next year, Rory gets to set the Masters menu dinner.
It's not
haggis for everyone.
You know what's funny? It's Joe. I love that you mentioned that. It's and Jordan. I love that you mentioned that. It's not even about the Masters dinner. It's about, can you imagine? And this is what I thought when I watched. You know, I watched a majority of Sunday and. You know, I'm not some golf expert. I'm not going to sit here and be Rop. You know, I'm not the boys in the morning. But, like, I watch majors for the drama. And the Masters especially, you know. I know how to... I can't golf for the life of me, but I know how to approach 12. From an armchair expert standpoint. And you sit there, and I'm looking at Rory, and... If he doesn't win that green jacket, okay? Not just this year, but any year... Rory is still considered one of the greatest golfers of all time. Like, whether he's top 10, top 20, top 50, wherever you want to put him. But can you imagine, you know, it's kind of like the Mike Trout and Ken Griffey Jr. of baseball. Like, you are one of the greatest, Frank Thomas, you were one of the greatest players to ever play baseball. But you never even sniffed a World Series. You can't sit with us. And that's how the Masters is. And that's the respect, and that's what they've done to create their tradition and their club. And Rory could win the U.S. and the Open this year, and next year win the PGA and the Players and continue to rack up majors. But if he never had a Masters, they look at him and say, you can't sit with us.
Yeah, you're cool.
I'll give
and
you
all.
Credit on that, Joe. That's a good call.
You're cool and all, but your parents don't have as much money as ours.
Yeah, the Masters, I'll give you credit. Like, I won't change my answer as a diehard baseball fan, and I already said it. I don't want to go back on it. But, Joe, you're right. I mean, that club, that green jacket club, you know, Scottie Scheffler shoots a -8 and finishes 5th, and he's pissed, but at the end of the day, like, I'll see you next year.
I do find it funny, though. Yep.
And the next year after that, and after that, and after that, and after that.
I do find it funny, though, after Rory wins the Masters, his first major in 11 years, everybody's like, you know, I think he could win all of them this year.
Oh, of course.
He's
of
got
course.
A good shot. And
he's
like,
got a great, I mean, he's the favorite going into the U.S. Open.
If you look at where the majors are this year, like, yes, there are courses that he has traditionally played well at. But I find it funny. It's like the dude doesn't win one for 11 years. And now all of a sudden it's like, dude, I think he's got to run the table now.
It reeks of baseball's about to start. And it's like, you know, the Mets, they signed Juan Soto. You know, I think they're going for a World Series. And it's like, all right, got it. I hear you. All right, got it.
But that would be insane if he did end up pulling off a Grand Slam in one year after not winning a major for 11 years.
Give it to me. Shout out Rory. Full disclosure. Rooting for Justin Rose in that playoff.
I felt bad.
I was.
Because he has done this multiple times.
The run that he had.
He's led more rounds of the Masters than any player that has never won it. I think he's a good guy. I think he's a hell of a golfer. I was pulling for Rose, and I was booed at the bar.
Well,
cheering for Justin Rose.
It was either on Thursday or Friday when we were watching it here in the office, and Cooley made a remark like, "Hey, Justin Rose at the top of that." I'm like, "Yeah, this is what he does.
Yeah, this is what he does." And it's true. It's
and that
what
was
he
does. Before I even knew the 10 round statistic. Mm-hmm. I was like, "Dude, he did this in I think 21. He led after Thursday and Friday, and then Hideki just had a wild Saturday."
I'll tell you a story about Justin Rose. What he does after the Women's British Open in the break.
All right, I'm down.
All right, we talked a little Mets before. Let's go Mets now with this question. Thought that this was a hilarious stat that I saw today. Fair or foul, guys, Ronald Acuna's little brother Luis Sanhel has more stolen bases than the whole Athletics team. Fair or foul?
Luis Angel Acuna?
That is correct. 23-year-old younger brother of Ronald.
I'm going to say fair because it smells fishy to me. Like Schultz's trying to throw us off and be like, actually, no, it is Ronald Acuna. I'm not going to say it is. I'm saying it's Luis Angel.
You know, I was going to be with you, but I'm going to say foul because you said it's a little fishy. Sounds like Jed Fisher might be up to something over there in Oakland.
Oh, God.
That's my only reason.
I like it. No, Joe's right on this one. It is fair. Yeah, Luis Angel Acuna has 4 stolen bases so far this season, and this is at the start of today. The Oakland Find me.
The Athletics.
The Athletics. You know what? Call yourself Sacramento, you bunch of bitches.
So you're fired.
God. Anyways, the Athletics have 3 all season. We're 2.5 weeks in. They've only stolen 3 bases.
Fair or foul? A bonus question, fair or foul. The best stadium to watch on TV is Sacramento or Steinbrenner Field?
I can hear more on TV in Sacramento, so I would say that one.
Have you seen Steinbrenner Field?
I don't know if I have.
I think it's really nice. I've been enjoying Steinbrenner Field.
I don't think I've watched any Rays baseball to start the season. The Orioles haven't played them yet.
That kid for the Red Sox hit one out of the stadium today.
I mean, it's hilarious. It's like if you're on the Yankees and you had to play in a mini replica of Fenway Park, essentially. That's what the Rays are doing right now.
It's a mini replica of Yankee Stadium.
Like,
Aaron Judge is like, yeah, I'll play all Rays games.
Yeah, they had to cover up every single Yankees logo around the damn grounds. Like, it's
it's better than covering Roberto Clemente.
Okay. All right, moving on, guys. Cannot believe that I'm saying this, but the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim in California next to Disneyland came into yesterday leading the AL West by a game over the Texas Rangers. They're in second only by half a game, though, but they are surprisingly at the top of the standings. Mike Trout, one of the league leaders in home runs with 6 at this point, I believe. This just is kind of a hilarious one, guys. Fair or foul? The Angels will make the playoffs.
I didn't know you were going to say that. I didn't know you were going to say that, but I threw my hand up. I was like, I want this one first. I want this one first. This team, so I watch a lot of English Premier League football, and Nottingham Forest has had an insanely awesome season. And one of the reasons why they've had an insanely awesome season is their team is constructed of a bunch of dudes that failed everywhere. And they just put them all together, got a manager, and they decided, let's try and win a league. They're not going to win the league, but they're probably going to qualify for Europe, Champions League, or Europa, we're not sure. But they are the little engine that could. And the Angels, that kid Paris at second base, Logan O'Hoppe, Mike Trout, you know, Ron Washington, they're well managed. You know they're going to be well managed. It's if are they any good? I think as much as I say that, my answer is foul. But God, I love this Angels team right now, and I want them to continue to be good. The AL West is completely the dumbest division in baseball right now, and I'm here for it.
If only they had Anthony Rendon, that could put them over the top.
If only they had. Oh, they could have had this DH, what's his name? Shohei Ohtani. If only they had him.
That would have helped.
That would have helped.
That would have helped. I'm going to say fair. I'm not buying it. 16 games. I feel like the first week of MLB overreaction probably needs to be extended into the first month of MLB overreaction. And this is one of the teams who has started off much better than we thought. That is not going to be in the playoffs. I'm not buying it. I would say I would have to wait until the end of July probably to actually believe that the Angels are a playoff contender.
But I will say this, and we'll end with this. I will say this. The fact that we're having this conversation proves that the Astros are struggling and their struggles are real. The Mariners' struggles are real. The Rangers, did the Mariners just sweep the Rangers?
They did.
Those struggles are real. The A's are not performing the way that I pronounced they would. This division is wide open. The fact that we're having a conversation 3 weeks into the season, are the Angels going to go to the playoffs, proves that this division is the most sad, amazing, wild, dumb, whatever you want to call it.
Dude, the American League is drunk.
The American League gets wasted like I do on a Tuesday.
Literally between the top team in the American League, which is the Tigers, Rangers, Yankees, they all have the same record, and the third to last team, which is my Baltimore Orioles, three and a half games separate them.
Yeah.
Like, things... Again, overreaction, first month of baseball, but...
Cool, Detroit's in first. Am I giving up on my tribe? Hell no.
Well, you better not. You got a ticket on them up at Allen A. You got a cash, buddy.
Goddamn right. All right, that is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday night. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. Fun with audio. Hot Corner, Jay the Fan. I've got Dodgers over Rockies right now. You watching that too? Yeah, yep. We're watching the same game.
Yep, Dodgers.
We'll get out on this. There's not a whole lot more to get to, but there's a little bit of fun with audio. You know, I'm not going to lie. If you're going to shoot your shot, shoot your shot.
At work.
Yeah, S where you okay, eat,
okay.
Do it.
Okay, long-time service industry guy, all right?
Well, that's a little different.
Long-time service industry guy. You work in a bar, you're sober, they are not. I have never in my life thought it was a good idea to ask a patron for their number.
I always hear that their judgment is at their best after a couple of
drinks. Hey. But I was always worried. And on the opposite side, I have been somebody that's had a drink or two, but full wits about me being at a place and saying, you know, I got a rapport with this bartender. Maybe they'd be interested in going out on a date with me. And I always said, nah, you can't do it, man.
You've been drinking, Crane.
And they're working. Like, you can't do that. But that didn't stop this Atlanta Braves reporter.
We're having a lot of fun up here up the Corona rooftop. Who do we got here? What's your name?
My name's Lauren.
Lauren's, all right.
And I'm Kayla.
Kayla, and you guys hang out at the rooftop lounge often?
Once a year I come out to visit.
Okay, well, we timed it pretty well. All right, good. How are you guys feeling about root for the Braves today?
Oof, I don't know. I'm hoping for the best.
What about you? Are you a Braves fan now?
Not quite.
All right, I'm gonna go to work up here, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, Wiley. You got four innings to get the numbers.
Come on.
Get us some more Braves fans.
All right, so they want me to get your number.
They want you to get my
number. I'm dead serious. They're saying in my ear right now, she didn't believe me because she thinks you guys are not. I'm making this up. Even if you guys weren't, I might use that in the future. That's actually a pretty good move.
This is unbelievable.
So the best part of this right now is that Wiley could totally be faking it. This might be the new move. Okay. Just walk around with a FanDuel microphone and an earpiece in and convince fans that they're actually on TV.
I should have thought of this years ago.
I am speechless.
I got the number. We're good.
Me as a listener.
Now, what did I do wrong?
This person as a reporter.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch, and the season's over.
That dude, that was his intention from the get-go.
From the get-go, and he tried to use his coworkers to bail him out of a situation that he completely fucked.
Well, you even heard her. She's like, oh, they're asking.
Oh, they're asking.
She was into it.
You aren't asking. God. It's them asking.
They were hot, too. Both of them were.
Oh, you could tell the one that he did not ask the number of.
Happy.
She was doing the whole sip from the drink, like, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what?
She always gets asked for her number.
Who had a worse night?
Bitch.
Who had a worse night? Him or the friend that didn't get asked for the number?
Oh, the friend.
Because, you know, the friend that didn't get asked for the number. Wait, no. I'll add this.
Okay.
Who had the worst night? The guy asking for the number?
No.
Or the girl he asked for the number? Because her friend is going to rail her. And not in the way we want. But
Maybe not rail her. Maybe just like kind of slow burn, never call her again. Like, right. She might lose a friend over this.
I'll tell you this, though. The female reporting contingency, the female sports reporting contingency out there, not happy. Not happy. They say this is a double standard, and if the tables were turned, and if a chick did this as a sideline reporter, it would never happen because in the history of history, I don't know if a girl has ever asked a guy for their number.
Yeah, that's kind of true. I just see them.
But they are not happy. The female reporters say that if they were to do this, they would be fired.
Well, you do it differently, ladies. You're oogling over the... the guy that you're
he
talking
to. He was good looking.
He was. And they weren't really oogling, but I've seen, there's a good couple
Do
of.
Do you come to the Corona deck often? He really hit them.
I love that he dropped the line.
Do you come here often?
As a 40-year-old, I love that line. As a 25-year-old, not a great line.
The old ace in the hole. Do you come here
Do you
often?
Come here? Hey, baby.
I hit that with my girlfriend every now and then when we're just like in her house. I'll just, you know, look over at her across the kitchen island and be like, sup, you come here often?
That's about as classic as, what's your major?
What's your sign?
Yeah, what's your sign? Yeah, there you
sometimes
go.
I look at my wife, we're at home, and I go, you come here often? And she's like, good God, get
Pisces?
Me.
That's high.
Pisces? No way.
I'm not a big zodiac guy.
You don't want to be a part of me. I'm a Gemini. All right, that'll do it for us. We'll be back next week. Keep you updated on all things that are baseball on Tuesdays from 7 to 9. Make sure you catch out Sports Sunday on Sundays. Yeah, you like that?
I'm honored.
On Sundays. What are you guys, 9 to 11?
That is true. My co-host will not be there. He'll be at WrestleMania this weekend.
Oh, I wish I was at WrestleMania.
Brother!
So that'll be for you. Without any ado, I am Patrick Harris. That is Joe Fisher. Schultzy on the ones and twos. Go do something. I would do.